Last night we responded to another woods fire over around the Lowe's area. It appeared to be an abandoned homeless camp, similar to the one we had the day before. It wasn't very large, probably about a quarter of an acre. No damage. Nobody was really there. It just appeared to be another abandoned homeless camp. At this point right now, it's hard to tell whether they're connected or it was just somebody in there with a fire going to either cook something or to try to stay warm. So we're just keeping an eye on it, seeing if we're having any more issues over the next few days to see if there's anything really related. This is not unusual. We do run a good many of these where they're trying to stay warm or they're cooking in the middle of the woods. And, you know, it gets away from them or they fall asleep. Last year we had a lady that was burned pretty severely over toward the Utica area from a fire that night where they were asleep in a tent and the tent caught on fire. So it's not out of the ordinary that we have fires like this. It's just kind of unusual to have two in 2 days. So at this point right now, we're just keeping an eye on it. The police are helping us monitor everything and keep an eye on some of the areas where we know we have some homeless people at. But the city police and the county, you know, they're all pretty aware. All of us are. We're pretty aware kind of where they stay and where they congregate. Both of the camps look like they were, I'm going to say, abandoned. It's hard to tell. Sometimes they look abandoned, but they're actually still staying in them. But right now, I mean, they're close. Both of the fires were fairly close, but it's just hard to tell whether they're even remotely related or just absolute coincidence.